Members of Congress are watching the legal process of a case involving a widely used abortion pill. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court allowed its use to continue, while court appeals play out. The Supreme Court decision late Friday means nothing changes for now in access to mifepristone. Congresswoman Debbie Dangle, a Democrat from Michigan, says on Fox News Sunday, the FDA's approval of the drug should stand.
What they wanted to do was to ban a drug that also is used in Cushing's syndrome. I was a woman that suffered from endometriosis and was trying to get pregnant.
When it comes to states passing tougher abortion restrictions, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace warns her party not to get too extreme.
The vast majority of people want some sort of gestational limits, not at 9 months, but somewhere in the middle. They want exceptions for rape and incest. They want women to have access to birth control.
She spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. An appeals court in New Orleans in mid-May will hear arguments on a Texas judge revoking the approval of mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.